This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, keep it real, so let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Hello, welcome to I Have to Call My Sister. Kayla is having, what is it called? An
extrasensory?
No!
Oh.
Existential crisis. Is that the right thing to say? It's like when you're like feeling like the universe is telling you something.
I'm not feeling like it. It is telling me something.
Well, how about you tell everybody the story that recently happened to you?
Well, I'm just like freaking out. And this is why Stacey's saying just get it off your chest. Because, okay, so many things have been happening lately, okay? And what most people would say are coincidences. Okay, so I go to Tim Hortons every single morning. So this...
Whoa!
I'm like, is that crazy?
Such a coincidence. That's insane. Okay, go ahead.
So the other day, like as in yesterday, I'm in the lineup at Tim Hortons, okay? And there's like 5 to 6 people in front of me and I've got time to kill and time to think. So I'm sitting in the line and I'm like... Just start being like, remember when, I think it was like back in COVID when people used to like pay it forward. So people would like pay for your coffee in front of you. And then I'm like, I haven't had, like, this is all in my head. I'm by myself. I'm like, I haven't had that happen to me in so long. And then I start thinking like, I wonder if there's people out there that just get really lucky that every single time they're in the drive-thru, someone in front of them pays for them. And then I'm like, you know what? If someone pulls up behind me, I'm going to pay for their coffee. And then I'm like, but then what if they get like a really, really big order? You can't just be like, I'm going to pay for your coffee and nothing else, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, I look in my rearview mirror and
wait,
there's no car.
Wait, how many minutes have passed? Like you were by yourself for like 5 minutes thinking about this.
In total, 10.
First of all, I'm thinking of this.
There was a very long line.
I was going to say they're doing a terrible job
and
with customer
service.
And usually
this Tim Hortons is a really solid, like, quick-paced one, and this one was not. So it gave me time to think.
Yeah.
So behind me, I'm like, if someone pulls up behind me, I'm going to buy their order. And then I'm like, wait, but what if they get so much stuff? And then I started thinking about the universe and being like, if people want to do a good deed and they're thinking this in their head, but then they take it back, is karma going to get me for taking it back?
So like, just the thought in your
head. I just thought I'm going to get it. But then I was like, no, maybe they're going to get too big of an order. So maybe I won't get it. And then I started going down this spiral being like, does this mean I'm cheap? And I was getting so mad. And then I started. So when I worked at Starbucks, people would do this pay it forward thing. And it became like a game where there'd be like 30 people in the line that would pay it forward. And we'd be like, who's going to break it? Who's going to break it? And then the person that broke it, we'd be like, oh, like in the
Would you let them know that they broke it?
No. Can you imagine? I'm like, so the 30 people in front of you just paid it forward. And you were the first one to be a dick.
You're an asshole.
Yeah,
you broke
No, I didn't tell them.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm thinking all of these things, okay? I'm like about to pull up whatever and I go up to the window and they're like, the person in front of you paid for your order.
That's insane.
Okay. Because I had just been thinking this in my head for 10 solid minutes, she's like, the person in front of you just paid for your order. I'm like, what? And she like looked at me. This lady's very rude. I deal with her every day. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, okay, sorry. I'm like, they paid. And so I'm all in a dither. And I'm like, oh my God, everything I was just thinking is coming to light. So I'm like, now I'm going to pay for the person
behind
me.
And did you want to explain it to her so bad, but then you're like, I can't.
It's going to take way too much time and I'm going to seem like a psycho.
Yeah.
So,
like, I was just thinking this in the universe. It was trying
to tell me
things.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, can I pay for the person? I'm like, what did the person behind me get? And she's like, let me check. And she looks and she's like, okay, like 2 coffees, 2 donuts, 2 bagels, ice cap, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, like everything that I was just thinking is coming to life. So I'm like, could I just get their coffees? And she's like, yeah, sure. Like, and I was humiliated. Okay. So I pay for her coffees and then I leave and I'm like, oh my God, karma is going to get me now. Cause I should have just paid the extra like $8 to $10.
Do you think it would only be extra $8?
I have no idea.
It's probably only $8 and you would have been like,
either way,
you would have been so happy if you did it.
I know, and think of how happy they would have been if I did it. But instead, the person pulls up and they're like, they paid for part of your order. And so I was so embarrassed. And then I'm like, oh my God, karma is going to get me now. Because anyways, can you tell me how shocking you think that is that I was thinking that for 10 solid minutes and then it just happened.
Definitely coincidence.
It's literally like... It's the most shocking, but I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's the universe.
Because you haven't thought about it since the pandemic.
It's been 4 years since the last time someone paid it forward for me.
As a guy, I've never had anyone pay for my coffee. I think it's because you're a pretty girl, you're in the car, and they see you.
Guys, I'm rooting. I'm rooting the whole bit. I physically can't breathe.
And no one knows why.
No one knows why. Oh, my God. I thought I wasn't going to ruin it, and I couldn't. Okay, guys. Okay, we have to explain now, because I just ruined the whole bit.
I think it's funnier to ask than them. What is going on?
Okay, so we have a guest today, Joe. And he thought it would be funny to not acknowledge that he was...
No introduction. Just no start introduction. Into it. Sorry. So when I start talking, they're like, did I fast forward? Like, why? I must have hit fast forward.
Did I miss something here? So he's like, talk for a solid like 5 minutes.
So when he came in, I was supposed to just continue the conversation as normal. And I ruined it because I physically couldn't even breathe.
Okay, but the story I just told was true.
The story you told was just true. Yeah. But then Joe commenting it on the end is just like so random because yeah. We have a full other person sitting here.
Oh, that was funny. But it may have just been funny to us. But
that's
Joe,
hilarious.
For real, is that not the craziest thing of all time?
Yeah, I've never had anyone pay for my coffee.
See?
Actually, I think the same
starts,
as me,
I think it starts with a guy sees a cute girl and then pays for, and then people feel
that,
obligated.
How do I know it was a guy?
No, he's saying that's what starts it. That's
mirror.
What starts it.
He sees those blue eyes, that ponytail, and it's over.
Keep it coming. No, but I'm saying, we don't know if it was a guy that paid for my order.
Probably.
Oh, he's saying it probably was.
And
someone.
I, in my mind, I
or maybe
the guy
whatever,
too,
whatever people are into.
Truck.
Someone yeah. That was into the blue into eyes and the
yeah,
ponytail.
Me.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah,
or they got paid for.
Or
it.
That's
yeah.
What I was gonna say. That guy could have been.
But
paid
you
for.
Broke it. You're the one that broke it by not paying the
I
full amount.
Paid for two coffees.
You get a partial karma.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like the next car, it would have been much easier to break since you only paid for part of their order.
Oh, for sure. Because then they're like, yeah, I don't have to pay for any of it. I know it slowly dwindled away. I screwed up.
Yeah.
And the fact that you thought about it for so long and then it was like the craziest coincidence and you just didn't think like the earth.
This
and,
is the universe
this
telling
is the universe
me, to pay,
telling
it
me
forward.
To pay it forward. You
I
half
partially
their bill.
Oh my God, I'm so like, now that we say it that
the
way,
the karma gods are going, what the fuck
yeah,
do
yeah,
I do?
Now? Your chance.
Like,
is this good? Is this bad? I hate you.
Like, nothing could have been more obviously the craziest thing to happen.
Yeah, and then I just needed to like lean into it
all you
and
had,
pay
yeah.
The full amount.
All you had to do is one time in your life be like, and then I paid for it. And isn't that crazy? And something crazy probably would have happened after, but because you halved it or whatever.
Let me ask Kayla this question.
Okay.
How long were you thinking about I should have paid the $8? Because I bet you were thinking about it for hours.
Clearly for 2 days because I'm
and
talking
you
about
sleep
it right now.
At night. Like, yeah, I you could have just paid it
now,
and had a good night's
like
sleep
56
and not
hours.
Worried about it. And
yeah.
Then the story would have been, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I Joe? Paid.
What?
What's the story now?
You're a partial good person. You're 25% good person.
It wasn't even half. It was literally like two coffees would have been, I don't even know what size they got. I panicked and just paid for it. I can't even tell what
now,
I was going to say.
Now, the good
else.
Thing is you gave the people that work at the store a great story. This yeah. Girl only paid for the coffees.
Oh, no.
And you go there every day, you said, so they're going to know it's you.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Oh, you're the partial payer, girl. That's nice of you. Did you want to buy anyone's Timbit today?
You want to buy half a donut
today? Oh,
no,
oh.
It was not. Kayla, you get some karma credit.
Yeah.
It was good.
Credit.
You get some.
Some.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay, we have Joe here today. And for those, if you have forgotten about Joe, he was on episode 6.
So Joe was one of the OG guests that we've ever had. He was there from the beginning. We started this podcast, 4 or 5 years ago? And Joe was on one of the first episodes, right. And I remember we were so nervous and we did it. It was during COVID, so we did it through the computers.
Horrible way to do it.
And you're now in person.
I hate it, yeah.
Yeah, I hated it. And you had to plug your mic in by yourself and it was dumb. You had to send me the audio. Now we're just here.
It's way better.
Wait, and you also came and you hosted one too.
I hosted your 1 year anniversary.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah, and made me hyperventilate.
Where I had a special video.
Yes.
And you literally just Caitlin asked Caitlin Bristow to give us a video and she gave it
and
to
she
us.
Did. And other people called fans also submitted videos. Like people that actually are listening right now. Not like Caitlin Bristow. Amazing people.
Yeah, that's true. You and have, oh my God, so many.
I have another video for you today.
Please,
he said to me,
it's not Caitlin Bristow.
He said to me,
it's not Martin Short.
It's not Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he's just really one-upping himself.
Yeah. It's not Martin Short. I wanted to tell Stacey that off the bat because I know that at any given time, 2% of her thoughts are with
it's
Martin
Short. It's going to be Martin Short.
Like 100%. She's doing her vows with Mark. Cried? She's like thinking of Martin Short, 2%.
I'm thinking like, oh, like... Actually, the day of my wedding, I was slightly angry because I remember there's another girl who got to sing at Martin Short's son's wedding and she got hired.
Is it the girl that you follow on TikTok?
No. What's her name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Because she spoke at a wedding in March.
Oh, Sam. Yeah, Sam Doll.
I've been messaging her and telling her to come back on your podcast.
She wants to. She's going to. She was one of my favorite guests that we've ever had. Yeah. But no. One. There's a band that got hired. Her name is Stacy as well, actually, and she performed at Martin Short's wedding, like a party band, just like my band is. And I'm like, why couldn't I have just been the band that was asked? It would have meant so much more to me. And that girl, her name is Stacy, has no idea that I'm livid at her. Like she was
at your wedding.
Can you say her last name? Or is it?
Her name is Stacy Renee is her artist name, and she's awesome. She's amazing at singing.
Everyone go bully her.
No.
Dox her.
But she posted, singing at Martin Short's wedding or whatever, and I couldn't have been more upset. It crushed me.
In LA, or here.
Here in Toronto. Wow. It was Martin Short's son's wedding.
She was so close.
She was the party band at it, and I was. So that's what I'm saying. Like it was. I've filled in for her singing before, and she's like, her and I do the same gigs. Like, why wasn't I asked?
Because you don't pay for coffees.
No, that
you don't have the karma.
Don't call me in. Don't
you don't have the karma that Kayla does.
No, yeah, that's not true. It's so true.
When have you ever paid for someone's coffee?
Never.
If you have to think about it.
I was gonna say I bought a man an umbrella the other day.
A homeless man.
But then I tried to not. Wait, you always say homeless.
Is that
man,
not
so
a proper term?
I don't think houseless.
I don't think it's
houseless now.
Yeah, I don't think it's politically
because
correct
a home
to be like,
is wherever you are.
Yeah.
Oh, houseless man.
Houseless.
You bought so a houseless man.
And I don't umbrella. Even know if he didn't have a house. He just looked like he needed help because he was sitting in the rain. And I bought him an umbrella. And then he already had an umbrella.
Wait, how much are the umbrellas?
I just went to the dollar store and got him like a cheap one. Oh. But it's because it was the closest thing beside, not because I was trying to save money.
Anyway, let's not get into umbrella prices.
No,
because they're driving me mad lately, umbrella prices.
How much are they?
Well,
my guess, it'd be $16.
Okay. I went to Home Depot. I bought an umbrella that was like $15. And then it was pouring rain. And the price was $20 for the same umbrella. Because that one broke. That one broke. And
Whoa.
So, but I liked it because it was one of the big golf
ones. Yeah,
they
yeah.
up the umbrellas the day it rains.
I don't know. It could be a coincidence, but it was raining. It was $5 more. And I'm like,
no,
bastards.
This isn't. Yeah.
Well, I buy mine on Amazon and they're like $10 and they're very good. And then this one was from the dollar store and it was just as good as the one I got on Amazon. So anyway, point of the matter is in my head, I said, you can't tell anyone that you did this because then it looks as if you're trying to get like recognition for doing it. So what's the point of helping someone if you're just going to tell after to try to get recognition? Now I'm saying it on the podcast.
And she told me the next day.
And I told Kayla immediately.
Can we talk about umbrellas for a minute?
Sure.
Sorry. I feel like we should have fixed the problem of those umbrellas breaking, like the tip from the... It's 2024.
I'll tell you.
How come they can't build an umbrella that is in like doesn't ever?
They
doesn't
all
ever
suck.
Break. Yeah. I've never purchased an umbrella in my life, nor do I ever use an umbrella. No, I'm dead serious. So I don't even know like that umbrellas break all the time.
You know the little points that
yeah,
come
yeah,
out?
Yeah.
The mesh part,
the middle part
comes out
it
from
never,
the thing
and
like, pokes
and I
out
think
of the mesh.
That they should be like, I'll pay $30 if it's my last umbrella that I ever bought.
Yeah,
just give me a good umbrella.
Yeah. But see, we were traveling when we went to Europe and we needed ones that we could put in like our pockets. And I bought 4 umbrella brands on Amazon and returned the worst 3.
How did you know they were the worst 3?
Because I opened all of them.
Oh, just by one open, you know if it's bad?
You know.
Did you open them in the house?
No.
It's bad luck, and that would mean that you don't get to sing a Martin Short's wedding.
It's all making sense.
Listen, I did it outside, okay? But then one time I had to open it in, okay? And I'm like, I can't believe I just opened an umbrella in the house. And Mark, who doesn't believe in any of that stuff, right, whatever, he's like, I can't believe you did too. And I said,
keep going. Cut that out.
No, I'm not cutting it out. He's done this stupid joke for all of our lives. We had a manager named Mark Watson. And every time I was talking about Mark, my husband, Mark Wetter, he goes, Mark Watson. Every time. He does it every time.
That's why she keeps calling him Mark Layton all the time.
I know.
Her own husband.
I know.
Anyway, that was a bad joke.
And always go, and another one he always does, I always go, my sister and I, blah, blah, and he goes, Brooke. But he knows I'm talking about you. He knows I'm talking about you. He goes, Brooke.
Like, my sister and I recorded the podcast yesterday. Like, Brooke's on the podcast?
Yeah, and he knows I'm talking about you. He just thinks it's hilarious.
It is.
But anyway, so I opened one and then Brooke was like, yeah, I would never do that. I'm like, are you joking or not? Because he doesn't believe
he doesn't care about anything.
He doesn't care about.
Was he joking?
He wasn't joking.
What?
I said, you'd never open an umbrella inside. He's like, no. I said, you're not superstitious. He goes, for that I am.
What? I want to immediately.
That's the one thing.
Yeah. But I think, what are the.
Step on a crack, no problem. Yeah. Umbrella inside. Yeah, yeah. No way I'm going to open it.
That was his, like, make it or break it there. And I was just like, you're not making me feel any better about this moment. What? Who knew that we'd all have so many umbrella things to talk about? Like,
and you were worried about if we'd have enough to talk about.
40 minutes in, so the best brands of umbrellas.
Did an 8-minute bit on umbrellas.
Okay, anyway, the umbrella.
Okay.
Turns out the one I picked broke, but anyway, continue.
Okay, let's backtrack to my story about, it's not Martin Short.
Oh, right, the video.
But I do have a video that I want to present to you guys at some point whenever it's...
Can we see it now?
If you want to see it now.
I want to see it
now. I want to flip the whole script, though. I want to do confessions first. Can I do a confession?
Yes.
Yes, obviously.
You know what, Joe? Take it away. Just do whatever you want on this podcast.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
I don't
do good
to just sit here and listen. I'm over this.
Confessions.
Oh,
I'm behind on the shows.
Yeah.
And I feel bad.
How far That's behind? Okay.
Because when you're coming on the show, you should be up to date.
Yeah.
Last I left off, you guys were on a sex cruise. It's like, and I'm like, maybe they're trying to go back to their roots for a reason. Maybe they've gone off on a little wild tangent here. And I always picked, for some reason, I don't mean to mention her by name, but I always picture the listeners that I know, and I picture Paulette Laidman listening.
That's
your mother-in-law.
Mark's mom.
Yeah. Like, because Nanny knows you're crazy, and Gail, like, you're fine
and
with
Nanny,
all that.
Nanny will say all of those things that we said. I am telling you, Paulette Laidman is the one that I always friggin' picture.
Yeah, because she's like the perfect picture of like a sweet, nice
and
lady.
Like, the Laidmans don't talk about sex at dinner like we do.
Do you think, you know how you always say Mark stresses out when we talk about it? Do you think it's because of his mom?
Mark thinks, you're saying, do you think because knows
think
his mom?
Generational. He knows that they listen.
She's saying, do you think he's like,
so he's taking the blame to not blame his parents.
But he's like,
I know they're going to listen. So like, just please don't say things about me or.
Take a note for future podcasts. Ask Mark who gave him the birds and the bees talk.
He never got it.
Need to, what?
He said they never once talked about it with him. See, right now he's fuming that we're talking about him. You know how he's
listening right at the top.
Okay, so Joe, you know how you're in the house right now, and you know how I have a staircase up there. Mark is constantly standing at the top listening.
And then sometimes
I wanted him to come
down.
On.
And right now he can't say, yes, I'm listening, because then it's going to sound like he's listening.
Wow.
So he's listening right now for sure.
He's in a tough spot up there.
I know.
Yeah.
He's with the dogs and he's being silent.
But
right
when
now.
It's like killing him, he'll just slowly make his way down in this room.
Yeah, he'll be like standing right here, like kneeling.
And he's hello. Like, what do you need?
I told you guys, I think it's funny when he pops in. It's like Kramer popping into the Seinfeld set.
Yeah, he can't help it.
I just think it's funny. You want to see the video now?
Yeah, I want to see the video now.
Was my confession good, or is that not that great?
No, it wasn't that great. I knew you were behind.
I tried to catch up. I was listening in the car on the way here, and then you texted me like,
I want to hear a juicy confession from you.
I don't have juicy stuff. I'm like Paulette Laidman level.
It's true. I feel like you just say anything.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
what
like
I was gonna say.
Like, and it's also not like crazy, like
the outrageous things that you do. No, I'm not making it like a sexual thing. I'm saying like outrageous things you do. I think you just tell everyone, so it's not shocking.
But maybe in his like, I feel like younger days, him and as
you don't have any confession from like your past,
like him and Mark Watson when you were younger.
No,
You're lying.
Not that I would ever say on the air. Yeah, that was my confession. But okay. Can I set up the video?
Yeah, set it up.
So last time, I think it was the last time or second last time I came on, I think I did a nanny bit at one point. I don't remember when that
was.
We
pranked her.
Pranked
nanny.
Oh my God.
Which is hard from Zoom too. That's why I'm glad I'm here.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But, you know, we had all your fans come on and submit a video. And then the finale was Caitlin Bristow, which is like, Kayla's a huge fan.
Yeah.
And so this is someone who you're a huge fan of, as far as I recall from when we used to be in a band together.
Okay.
I will tell you.
I
had to pay for it. It was a cameo. What? Do you know what a cameo is?
Yes, I do. But also, I don't trust a word coming from his mouth.
It's a cameo. And basically, I saw someone's price go to a reasonable level. And I'm like, boom, I'm going to get on there.
No.
If it is. Wait. You want me to play it?
Yeah, play
You're
it.
You're going to watch the video. It's a video.
Play it. If it is.
Hello, Stacey Kane. Kayla Bullmare. It's Todrick Dog, a little buddy named Joe. Told you so thank you so much for watching my videos and listening to my music. It means the world to me. I heard that you're releasing your first single.
No! You told him about
it! So I just wanted to say congratulations. I know how scary and vulnerable it can be to release a new
song. I can't!
So much support.
He told him about my first song!
So that's Cameo. You pay. This is a website you go to and you have to pay. He came down to $5. And I was like, $5? Seven Canadian. I can't say no to that. I know you're a big fan.
This is two reasons this is hilarious. Because one, he pretended that he didn't listen to the most recent episode.
That was my confession.
My stomach is going to rip it, too.
That he's not.
What's the second funny reason? Because I have a funny reason. What do you think the second funny is, Kayla?
I can't even breathe right now. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, wait. We have to talk about everything. Oh my God.
Okay. Hold on. First of all, yes, you did listen to our latest episode.
What?
The funniest thing is that it went down to a reasonable price.
$5. Stace, you're worth it.
Thirdly, Todrick Hall, I couldn't even hear because I was laughing so hard. Says you're releasing your first single, Island Girl.
Because I just typed in there, Stacey K, Kayla Ballmer. She's a singer. Her first single was whatever. And I think he just read it and he went so fast.
Okay, he didn't read it properly. I have a song called Island Girl, which is definitely
10 years old
going
so.
To get me canceled because I am a white woman singing, I want to be an island
girl.
You
just built an island upstairs in your kitchen.
Listen, that song it should probably be taken off the internet because I'm like, why maybe just wind up my waist like they do what? Like whatever. It's inappropriate.
You played that in Antigua on the radio station. They loved it.
They loved it because it's about Antigua. Okay, so first of all,
I don't know if Kayla and I are laughing for the same reason. I gotta find out if
what?
No, it's first of all, there's so many things. One, did I hear him say Bullmare?
Yeah, he said Bullmare.
He just saw it in writing.
He said Stacey K and Kayla Bullmare. Okay.
Two, obviously, you just saying a discounted price and this is more for Stacey, and then I just knew it was Todrick Hall.
I didn't.
Like, that is the funniest ending of a cameo. Like, that is so. How much did he charge?
$5 US.
$5. Don't pretend it's a good deal. He knows exactly.
Like seven Canadian.
Yeah, this is why it's problematic.
His are usually, because what is he offering?
They're like way $50 more than that.
They're way more than
because
that.
Because I saw that he put it down to a reasonable price. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because you think this is real. It's voice edited. Listen to the way he says Island Girl.
Wait, please.
Listen to the way he says your name.
Wait, what?
Listen.
Hello, Stacey K and Kayla Bullmare.
It's Todrick Hall and a little birdie named Joe. Told me you're a huge supporter of mine. So firstly, thank you so much for watching my videos and listening to my music. It means the world to me. I heard that you're releasing your first single.
Island Girl.
And it's an anthem. Sounds like a song that I have needed in several chapters of my life. So I just wanted to say congratulations. I know how scary and vulnerable it can be to release new music, but you're doing it and you have so much support. Have a very love-filled, safe
2024.
And you guys were listening to him go, oh, he said the name Island Girl. I can't believe it. I'm like, Stacey, you're not listening very carefully. It's like a robot voice.
I'm literally going to throw up right now.
2021.
Wait, is
Island
that,
Girl.
Is that a cameo even for us? Or
no. I'm not spending $5 on you guys. Kayla wouldn't even spend $8 for a donut. If Kayla had spent the $8 for the donut and I knew... I would pay the $5 for the Tundra Call discounted fire sale.
Wait, so who is that? Whose video is that?
He just found one.
I googled Tundra Call cameo, and it happened to be about someone single from 2021.
Oh my God.
Pop in a few robot voices.
Because we were laughing so hard, we didn't hear anybody.
2021.
Sounds so terrible.
I just heard Boomer and Island Girl. Oh my God.
The funniest, I'm so happy that you didn't actually buy it. Because, to continue.
I did hear the last episode.
Yeah, I
that's
know.
My new confession.
Oh my
is I lied
God.
About the last confession.
And that's why he was like, was that a good confession? Because you're lying. Okay, can I give you a little bit of an update on that story? So, Tundra Call said, I'm not looking for handouts. I'm actually offering a service, whatever. Please tip me, whatever. He's since opened a GoFundMe.
The next day.
For his parents.
Next day. Yeah.
Guys, I was fuming when I heard that story.
Were you?
It's sell your house. Sell your $8 million mansion.
Your bracelet. The GoFundMe is for $10,000. That's how much the bracelet he was wearing in the video was. Yeah. Just sell the bracelet, for God's sakes.
Oh. Anyway, let's not give him any more airtime.
That is.
That's the funniest thing you've ever done.
The funniest thing
new
you've
new confession.
Ever done.
I did hear the last episode. I am up to date. It was a bit. I was doing a bit.
Oh, my God.
It was a bit. My makeup is
really good. Oh, my God. I felt like
at first, I heard the robot voice, and I'm like, well, that's obviously horrible. So then I'm like, let's keep that.
We didn't hear it. We didn't hear it. If someone didn't listen to the last episode, they're going to be so confused. That's the other one.
Gotta keep up, guys.
Gotta keep up.
Keep up.
Or you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. My stomach was hurting so bad just then, I didn't want it to happen.
I know.
I need to stop. I've never laughed so hard that you're like, I'd rather him not say something funny again. That's what
I actually thought of a real cameo, and then I'm like, it's a lot of money for Stacey.
I know.
Who
are you going to buy?
Huh?
Who are you going to buy?
Him.
Oh.
Who am I going to buy? Martin Short?
Yeah.
Like $1,000 probably.
No, I've looked it up. He doesn't offer them.
Some of the real big stars are
shocking.
Huge.
But the fact that they do them is like cheesy.
Yeah,
right? Totally. Like, why are you doing it? Even if it's $1,000, like just.
Why don't you guys do that?
Because we do them for free. For
yeah, we do it all the time for free.
That's your karma. That's you paying it forward. Doing free cameos.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay. I'm gonna
oh my
contact
God.
All the people that we've given a free video to.
You owe me a low price of $5.
US. $5, it's got to be US.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
So have a great week, everyone. What time is it? I've lost track of time.
Same as me. No, we still have lots that we have to do. We've only been recording for like half an hour. We got to keep going. We got to keep going, Joe. So first of all, let me. If you don't remember, this is another thing too. It's just like Joe's on. Everyone's like, I know who Joe is. If you haven't heard all the way back when he was on, Joe and I were in a band together for how long?
Five years.
I feel like it was longer than that. But
it was 5 years. Then we did a comeback show in the 10th year. So 10 years.
Technically, we've been in a band.
It's just we didn't have any gigs for years 6, 7, 8, 9. Slow times.
So we were in a band. We were in an a cappella band. And every time I tell someone I was in an a cappella band, I always say we were in a cool a cappella band. So we were in this a cappella band. The way we would sell ourselves is like if you couldn't afford Pentatonics from the US, they would hire A440, our band. We traveled the world. We went to Europe and we went to South Korea and we've been all over the US and Canada and whatever. So we've had some like crazy things happen. But I just wanted to tell my, I asked you if you want, you don't have to say your favorite Stacey memory.
You sent me a text.
Are you also going to say your favorite Joe memory?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to.
No, no, that's why I'm saying it. That's why I have a favorite Joe memory, but then I said if you want, you can
You didn't say favorite memory. You said tell me why you love me.
I didn't put that in the text.
I have it on text.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said you can I said you can say a favorite Stacey memory if you want. That was Mark's idea. So
that was Mark's idea.
It was Mark's idea. Okay. So
I have some stories.
Okay, so this is what I texted him. I said we could say this was just suggestions to talk about. We could say the worst and best show experience we've ever had. He had to call someone else to remember our band.
I have a bad memory.
And really?
Yeah.
And then okay, and then I have favorite Joe memory, and I have three written down here. Okay. Small, they're very small.
I feel like Kale's going to be pushed out
back.
Of this.
Yeah,
can you, you have to comment on each story.
Yeah,
okay.
Comment on each one.
Okay.
Tell us, give us karma points out of 10 for each story.
So do you want to say, like I can say right now.
You go ahead.
Okay, so there's just a couple memories that I have of Joe in the band that I consistently either use or think of to this day. Okay. The first one, and we have talked about it before in the podcast, but I'm bringing it up again because it's so funny. On an airplane, and Kayla, you know I've used this ever since I met Joe. When we land, you're not supposed to take your seatbelts off yet. But Joe would always click his. He wouldn't even take his off.
Several times.
He would just click, make the clicking sound several times, and everyone would take their seatbelt off after.
Everyone, sheep, they're dying to take their seatbelt off. They just want other people to go first.
Yeah, yeah. They're waiting for
so
the first
So Joe
person.
Would keep it on, and he'd be looking at me with like mischievous eyes, and he'd be like, click. Click, 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 click. And everyone takes off. Now, let me tell you my confession. I fly by myself and do that still. I will be sitting by myself, clicking my seatbelt. And when you start hearing the people take it off before the thing says you can, nothing is funnier.
Yeah.
You have to try it to see how funny it is.
You have to try. And remember, we did it and we were dying laughing. So that's one thing.
Okay.
Two, we've talked about Luke on our podcast before too, but there's this one guy, Luke, in our band. He was a beatboxer, and he has a very, like, his personality is like kind of, he's kind of like a hippie, like, he's not a hippie, but he was very relaxed, but also very intense. But one thing he was he would, you know, like, he likes to like post like quotes and stuff on Instagram about like life and to appreciate it or whatever. So Joe, this is one of my favorite things, and I to this day use this on other people, and they don't understand what I'm doing. But we would be driving down just like a normal road and there would be like trees on the side. And he'd go, take it in, Luke, take it in. He would say, take it in to him. But the thing about Luke is he wanted to make sure he appreciated life and the environment so much that even if we were in like a crappy place, he'd be like, wow, man. And he'd look out the window and it just, Joe would always constantly be like, take it in. Take it in.
Take it in, Luke.
And when he said take it in, it triggered Luke somehow.
Yeah,
like he felt like he
take it in.
Yeah, like he felt like he was like, oh man, the world's crazy. Like he would like he would always trigger this feeling out of Luke. But I would look out the window and be like, this is not even like a good street. Like it's not even that great what you're saying
to take
it.
The thing about Luke is that he would post stuff and then forget he posted them. Because I would read them back.
Like you'd read his quotes?
Yes. I'd be like, the trees, man, they're all like children, right? Or whatever. Yeah, you're right.
But that was a direct quote.
It was
his
quote from like one of the things he's forwarded 2 months ago.
Yeah,
like he didn't really remember it. So he's not really absorbing
no,
it. He's
no.
just passing it along.
No.
Right?
So he's always like taking
great
it.
Great guy, by the way. I can't believe you haven't had him on the podcast because he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Oh, yeah, he's one of the best beatboxers in the world. But Joe with the take it in line. And so I'll be driving with Mark and I'll be like, take it in, Mark. And he'll just like kind of look, he kind of looks at me weird. And I'm like, whatever. So that was one. And then the other, just the last thing, this is just kind of like an obvious one for people who came and saw our show. He always had the best lines on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And one that he would, Mark reminded me of it today. I was like, oh, that was such a good one. He would start all of our shows and we were standing in a lineup of like five people. So he was on one side and then it went like, Tafari,
Janet.
Janet. Or yeah, and then Luke was on the other end.
Me, Janet, you, and then whoever was Mike or Tafari, whoever it was, and then Luke on the other end.
Luke on the other end. So he would say, I want, like, he would always introduce us, and he would say, I want to start by introducing the guy on the end. He's an amazingly talented guy. Everybody loves him. He's awesome. My name is Joe Oliva. And it was so, everyone died every time he did it. And then your other classic one that I love is when you say, how do you say it? We're a Grammy Award.
So you say, for example, there's two ways of saying that bit. One is to say we recorded a song with Serena Ryder. Between us, we have 5 Juno Awards. Between her and us.
Oh, because
she has 5, we have none. Or you say we are a 7-time Grammy Award watching band.
People would die every time. Grammy Award watching band. Because they would get excited.
It's
and
subtle.
Then immediately,
some people would start laughing and then they'd whisper to their friend, like, what was so funny?
Did they win a
watching,
Grammy?
He said watching.
Yeah. He said watching. So those are like, he was always like amazing on stage. So those are just little memories. That's it. That's all I have.
Have you ever thought of doing like stand-up comedy?
Yeah. I think it's the hardest. Stacey will recall, we used to do, what are they called? Showcases.
Yeah.
So you go to the States and you perform in front of all these people that have theaters or schools or whatever, right? I think the stand-up comedians are the craziest. Like, to
it's
go up
insane.
There and
out
bomb
everyone,
and you're by yourself and it's just and your jokes aren't landing, that to me is insane.
It's insane.
It is. Yeah, insane. Yeah.
It's insane. And Luke actually said he would try stand-up comedy.
Oh,
but
I can't believe we didn't execute
it. I can't believe we didn't execute it, but he's not a stand-up comedian,
said,
nor
said,
could
Luke,
he do it.
You know they have open mics and you got 5 minutes? Luke, please go up and do 5 minutes. Goes, I think I could do it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely not ready to do it. But
don't beatbox. Because if he starts beatboxing, and then cracking jokes, then it's like, oh, he's definitely entertaining.
Yeah,
may not be
exactly.
funny, but he's entertaining.
Yeah, like the one time we did karaoke together, he didn't know the words. He started beatboxing. Everyone lost it in the place.
Yeah. So the challenge was, if we ever see an open mic in any city we're in, you have to go up and do 5 minutes, but you're not allowed to.
He agreed. He said he would.
He said yes.
It never happened.
Then, oh, you guys.
It could still happen.
It could still happen. Yeah. But Joe, the other people have asked me if I'm on the biz. Stand-up comedian as well.
Really? Like who, Stacey? Who asked you?
Tons of people.
Like
okay.
who? Tundra Call.
Tundra Call. In a cameo.
She's just joking about her posts online.
Yeah. It's a silly, funny joke. I think that is like would be the worst job ever. Like
it's
you
horrible.
Just you just literally have to have like the thickest skin to like not care if people laugh at you or not. And I don't like that. We are better in a setting of like you can banter or like you have
a
script.
I don't agree. I think you that don't loop yourself in with Joe.
I think honestly, like so I've been in different bands over the years. It's easier to just talk to someone like we're
for
doing
sure,
right
it's
now.
It's easier, but I think that you are capable of it. I don't think Stacey's
she always
capable
says capable
of it.
And it bugs
capable.
Me. She
I think
she you're the P.O. in capable. She always
capable.
You're capable. She capable. Always says.
I think capable sounds stupid.
Can we
I
take a side? Can we take a side venture?
Sure.
I always tried to give you the nickname Cable, and it never caught on.
Because
she said, oh, I don't have a nickname. We were calling you Stazzy for a while because that guy called you Stazzy. And then we were calling you Statchy.
So
like
do
we
they
morphed
get,
it.
Do they get? I feel like they don't get it. And we have to experiment. Like Kayla Bulmer, Cable.
Cable.
K.
And I said, yeah. And I said to you one day, that should be your nickname. Yeah. And you're like,
Cable is a pretty.
And then
Cable is a pretty bad nickname.
Cable.
Like, no, I don't love being called Cable forever.
Oh, that's why. Why didn't you just say that before? You were just like, oh, think about it. You didn't know me as well. Now you're
I'll
more comfortable to say, fuck that. That's stupid.
It. Yeah, I'm like, I'll
Cable.
Pass on being called Cable, please.
Cable. That's Cable. Cool. I'm calling you.
No, thanks.
We'll vote. Let's do a vote. Okay. How do we do? Do we push a button? Do we get a vote?
No, let's vote out of the three of us. Who thinks she should be called Cable?
Cable.
Best 2 out of 3. That's your nickname now.
Cave, then it goes to Cabes.
What's your nickname? What do people call you?
Cho. C-H-O.
By
the way,
I made that
Todrick called in the video. Listen closely. He says Cho in there too.
What?
He says, you're a friend. Cho.
Okay, we need to listen to that video so closely.
I called him. I made up that nickname because it was like when I was calling people by their names, like when you slightly change it and you can't quite hear it. So his name is like Cho Holiva.
Yeah,
Cho
like Gris,
Holiva, Chris. But it's Cho. So now I Cho. Just I'll, like when I text him, I'll be like Cho.
But you're saying your nickname is does only Stacey call you that?
Yeah. Does that like what are other people calling?
I think Rebecca McCauley. That's. She's the only other
she
one.
She calls him Cho as well, yeah.
Just two people.
I think because you guys used to do that together, I think.
Yes, but do you have any other nicknames by other people? Like
not
your
really,
friends? No. Like Oliva, do they call you by your last name?
So I grew up like in a bunch of Italian kids in London. We all call each other by our last names.
Because too many Oliva. Of you had the same name.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We thought we were cool.
Yeah, hey. Oliva. Yeah.
Hey, Guerrero. You know? Well, that's just something we did.
But that is cool though, I think. Like if you're
Oliva,
Italian and you say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite memory of
so
me?
So I wrote down, I was taking voice notes in the car, why I love Stacey.
No, that's not what I asked you to do.
I can show you the text.
Okay, go ahead then. This is what I
no,
asked.
No, it's not. Okay, So you said, what's the exact question that you asked again? Read it again. Because I've lost track. We've talked
about
so many
tangents. Favorite Stacey memory.
Favorite Stacey memory. Okay. I called Janet Turner, one of our ex-bandmates, because yeah. I'm like, did we have any good memories? No, but I will say this. I will say this. I'm gonna. This is serious time. Kayla's smirking like I'm about
well,
to crack
because I'm
joke.
Like it's such a serious. Hard thing for you to remember.
You have. I used to call you. Remember, I did the introduction a certain way. I would always call you the Queen of Chaos. She yeah. puts the K in chaos.
Which that was
Stacey K.
Can I say that is like the most amazing? I've tried to get people to jump onto that. Like I'll be like, no, I'm serious.
Like cable?
No, you'll be like, she puts the. He would always say that. I'd be like, what? That's so cool. He's like
you
want
to tell
she
people
puts like- the she puts the K in chaos, Stacey K. And so in the one time in my bio. That they had to like list on a show. No. She puts the K in chaos. And oh. then I've since then deleted it because I thought that was a little
it's only cool if someone else is saying
it. Someone else say it. Yeah. It doesn't yeah. read well.
Imagine I go, I put the K. My name is Stacey and I put the K in chaos. Please welcome me, Stacey K. That's so loser-ish. Okay.
Okay. So, I have three quick stories
okay.
about oh. just the Queen of Chaos.
Okay.
So, people have asked me, by the way, when you're on the road with Stacey, because you have what people think is going to be a diva personality. Yeah. No, they think that she's going to be like, I only want red M&M, like all that kind yeah. of diva yeah, yeah, stuff. Yeah. But yeah. she's not like that at all.
No.
You're professional.
I'll take any color of M&M.
You show up on time,
yep.
which divas are always late, right? She shows up on time. She's yeah. total professional, right? The reason why I'm saying you showed up on time because three chaos, like just chaos stories. The other thing about Stacey is I've always wondered, is she introducing the chaos or is she using the law of attraction for chaos to be attracted to her? We don't know. Mm. But she is the Queen of Chaos. You agree she's the Queen of Chaos.
100%.
You are a junior Queen of Chaos. Like I've heard
up
some of
coming.
Your stories. Like light. Yeah, Queen of Chaos. Yeah. But like Stacey is like just the craziest shit happens to her.
Yeah.
So. Quick story. We were doing a gig here in Toronto with other a cappella groups.
I know this story.
You remember yeah, we were yeah. honoring? And so they're thinking, because we're the a cappella group with a beatboxer and a rapper, and we're like a little bit different than the other ones. Yeah. So they're saying, oh, your girl Stacey, she's late for sound check. And we're like, yeah. And I said, she's serious. I'm defending her. She's rarely late.
Yeah.
And this is our city. She knows the subway system like the back of her hand. Like it is weird.
Yeah, that concerning.
I wasn't concerned. Not at all. I said, she's alive somewhere for sure.
Yeah, okay.
She could be on the island. Yeah. Like, we have no idea yeah, where she yeah. ended up. So she comes running in, like hair flapping and one hair in her hand and like high heels, like traveling in high heels for yeah. some reason. Because she's thinking, I can just get dressed at home because yeah. whatever. Yeah. And you have to finish this story. But like basically she comes in, she goes, sorry, guys, I sat in pee. On the subway, a little boy peed.
No, little girl.
A little girl peed. And then no one was sitting there, but Stacey walked on unbeknownst to her. And she goes, oh, a seat available for me.
And I literally sat. And as I sat, everyone went, no. Like, then, oh, they all no. said no. And it was too late. And I sat and I got covered in pee.
No.
It was a fresh, happened 10 seconds ago. Fresh full pee and I sat in
with it. The kid bladder, you know, kids hold shit as long yeah. as they can.
They yeah. peed all over the seat and it was no. the only empty seat. I'm like, what a coincidence.
Look at me, I guess karma's on my side.
And it was the way everybody screamed no and I looked around like smiling like what. And as I landed I realized, oh, I'm getting soaking wet. And the girl that peed was standing right there still.
So what did you do?
They were like, clothes? She just peed. So well, I had to walk in with pee on myself. What I'm saying is it created quite a kerfuffle. And then I had to go try to like wipe it off and dry it. And then I didn't know if I should change my clothes. Da, 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 da. In turn, it made me late for the sound check. But I also wanted them to know why I was late. So I was like, someone peed on me. And then they all did not know who I was. So they thought I was insane.
And pivot back to Luke, why you got to get Luke on the show. The funniest thing about Luke is that he tells you something, but he doesn't give you the context for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're like, oh, state, like, what's going on? Peter pants. Pee, or
pee on her pants.
Pee on her pants.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? Like, he doesn't tell the important part.
Yeah.
She sat in pee, not pee on her pants. Yeah, because that leads you to another place.
Peed on her pants. And it's like, what? Yeah, he always did that.
Always. I keep saying, Luke, context, brother. Context. Yeah.
Constantly.
Context.
Constantly, Joe would be like, Luke, context. And then he'd go. And then it would take him a bit to tell it, but he'd figure it out. It's so funny.
Yeah, got to connect the dots, brother.
That was the worst. And I was trying also, because the little girl was still there, I was trying not to be too grossed out.
She was still there?
She literally just peed. The mom and the little girl were staying there, and the mom had the girl, and
that
I looked
was fresh.
It couldn't have been fresher.
Oh, wow.
The girl had just stood up, and I went, da, 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 and walked in and sat right down. So I had to try to not be like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I had to be like,
wow.
I got to, you know, make her feel better. She was like a bit older too. She's
shame
probably like
on
10.
The mother.
Yeah.
Was it a mother or father there?
Mother, yeah.
For not, don't sit
she
there.
She should have blocked.
No. They
stood right there.
She didn't do it fast enough.
But that it was pretty fast though. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Okay. So another funny story. It's just such a small thing, but it's like, it just sort of exemplifies Stacey. So we used to always travel the night before a show if we could, especially if we're crossing the border. Because we've gotten screwed. Remember we got screwed in Detroit? They pulled our van apart. We had work visas and everything. They just decided they were in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Just rip our van apart.
Oh,
you're there
God.
For hours.
Yeah.
Stacey's bag, as you know, I'm sure, explodes and like more stuff than can fit in there somehow.
Yeah.
She packed
open
it in.
Up and like,
it explodes and there's hair everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, they broke your curling iron
or
something.
Yeah, they literally broke it in half. They took looking my curling iron and they took the top and the bottom that is joined and
were you
broke
like
it.
In shock?
I went in the car and the it was put in two pieces.
Okay, this is 2 in the morning.
Yeah, like, what do
Detroit,
I do? Do
2
I go,
in the morning. There's no one around, just us.
Yeah.
And they decide.
And you can't go back in and give them a piece of your mind. They can decide whether you cross or not, right? And I'm like, they've literally just broken my curling iron. Like... And remember that same one, they left the doors open when it was perfectly snowing. They were trying to bug
all
us.
All 4 doors and the back hatch of a van just open. They're being
what
dicks.
They were being dicks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not even the story. So we always cross the night before. So, but then your food schedules are up. Like someone ate dinner, someone didn't, whatever.
Yeah.
So we get across the border.
I have no idea what the story is. Okay, go ahead.
It's a minor story, but it's just something that I always have that image in my head and I laugh. So Stacey already ate dinner, but most of us didn't. So we're on a patio. Eating, and our manager always crossed after we called. Just make sure you get across, everything okay. So Mark Watson, I have to say that because you're always thinking of Mark Laidman. He calls me, he's like, what's going on? So I'm just on a patio. I said, everyone's eating here except Stacey. She just ate dinner already. He's like, what? So she's just sitting. Why doesn't she sit with you guys? Why is she in the van? No, she was just walking around. She's on the phone. And then I look through two buildings and I see Stacey run by and then a goose chasing her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
But Stacey, but I'm like, no, she's being chased by a goose. And he's like, okay, so what time are you guys leaving tomorrow?
Like
just nobody.
Like classic Stacey. Yeah.
She's being like arms out, like chasing.
I forgot. You want to know what I was doing too, which is really weird. Like I was like obsessed with like exercising this week and I went for a jog in an abandoned like parking lot and I was like, as they eat dinner, I'm gonna jog, because I was like trying to like lose weight or something, and it was at this moment where I was obsessed with it. So they're all eating dinner and I made my own dinner, like some like super healthy thing, and then I went for a jog in like an abandoned parking lot, and there was one part where there was just a family of geese and I was like, holy crap, I don't know how to get around them. So then I was like going like bah, bah, like trying to get them to move, and when I was trying to get them to move, it just started chasing me. and then
but Mark Watson just saying like, I'm like, he goes, is she just sitting in the van by herself? No, she just ran by, she's being chased by a goose. And he's like okay, so what time are you guys leaving tomorrow?
Wasn't even that crazy.
He wasn't fazed.
Yeah, like if that was Janet, he'd be like, what?
Like, you'd all put your forks down and you'd be trying to say Janet.
No, she's just being chased
by
a goose.
She'll figure it out. Yeah, it's not that
good.
Crazy.
No, she's fine.
I forgot about that goose.
Gosh. So see, like, and because you listen to the podcast, like I always say these things about Stacey, like she just does ridiculous things and it's just like such normal, like she's so like clumsy and ridiculous, but you would have seen that over these 5 years.
You know what I'm
all
realizing?
Time.
All the time.
This podcast is making me ruin my career because here's why. Because the thing is, I can kind of have the persona on stage and people think I'm cool. Then they listen to the podcast, they're like, not so cool. Maybe let's not listen to her music.
Maybe let's not listen. No, it makes you people be able to relate.
Okay, final story. This is a more because those were negative things. This is a positive thing.
Oh.
Before I was in a band with Stacey, I was in another band, and we did a show every few years with this group in Timmins, their choir, and they always like to bring in a guest act, right?
Oh, so, right, yeah. That was fun, yeah.
Yeah, so I had performed with this choir. Like, so you perform with them a couple songs, and then they do their own thing, and then you come out and do a full set, whatever. And I thought the choir was like kind of like, not boring, they're nice people, but they're just like kind of people when they party to just like have a beer and stand around and chat.
Yeah.
Stacey, in the middle of our show, says, after this, we're going to have a dance party there. And I'm like, she is crazy. There's no way. I've partied with these people before.
Yeah.
They're not that kind.
Yeah.
Cut to an hour later. I'm having a beer on the side. Stacey has the whole choir.
Literally.
Dancing so hard.
I'm like, I didn't know, like, guy, like, more awkward than me, like, trying to dance. Like, she had everybody up. Even people that were in the audience.
Yeah.
Up and dancing. A full house of people dancing.
I remember that.
She can do that.
She has a magic, magic trick there. Yeah.
There is, I'm telling you, if you put on Shots by LMFAO, I can get that specific song is saying. It's some magic thing that happens where I can get the whole crowd dancing. It's a weird thing. I'm telling you.
That's really funny.
Those are my Stacey stories, but there's so many more. We had to try. It was every day was something. Every single day. I said to Jan Turner once, there's not a day that goes by that something doesn't happen to her.
No, it's true. Oh, 100%. And I do actually like that you guys were there, even though those things were happening to me still, because I know that sometimes the things I say are unbelievable or almost seems like I'm exaggerating. Like if I was like a goose was chasing me.
No.
You guys would be like, well, it probably wasn't
2 feet behind, like right on her heels, nipping like at her heels.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad you have like witnesses there. Yeah. Witness.
Yeah.
It's same as you, Kayla. When we go on like a trip together, like you you did hear like the sex cruise things. Like that is an unbelievable experience if you're trying to tell that story by yourself, right? Like it's anyway.
No, you need a witness. Yeah.
You need a witness.
That's so funny.
Okay, how are we doing on time? I'm always stressed about time.
Why are you so stressed about time?
From my old entertainment industry days.
No,
what are
fine.
We at? We're not even at an hour yet.
I think we should play the game that you brought.
Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
No, I'm nervous. Okay.
You said, can you bring a game?
Yes.
I have a game.
Okay.
It is everyone's favorite game show. Family Feud.
I told her.
But just the end part.
Yeah. I told her.
What's it called? Fast Money.
Fast Money Round, yes.
So, you guys know how it goes.
Obviously.
There's 5 questions.
I'm so stressed. Do we have a timer?
Yes.
We're gonna have a timer. Mark's gonna time.
Yeah.
Mark Laidman.
And I also like every time Family Feud is on, I do the Fast Money Round and I feel like can do it.
I think you guys can do these.
But I also feel like when I do the Fast Money Round, I'm like, oh, I'm amazing at this. But you're not actually in the moment.
Stress.
Yeah.
Because I've tried to not and pretend and close my eyes and just listen to Steve. And it's like hard.
Yeah.
It's harder when you're.
Yeah. Don't you hate when Steve Harvey or whoever is like reading the things and they're going a bit like too slow? Because I'm like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Read your question faster.
Yeah. Or sometimes they'll mumble over it and have to say it. And it's like, okay, are you going to knock?
Or they make like a joke. It's like
not in the middle of the thing.
Sometimes.
Who does that?
No, yes. They don't make jokes in the middle of Fast Money.
I've seen Steve Harvey do the thing where he looks at the audience.
I'll say what's the word? Like a
controversial
thing. I hate Steve Harvey.
Stop, why do you hate
strongly
Steve
dislike
why?
Steve Harvey? He thinks he's so funny you think Steve Harvey's so funny?
I think he's so funny. And no, I love when
they'll like make something and it's like, oh, here's, you guys know what the Steve Harvey face is.
But
every time he does the thing and he does that he's so shocked by their answer
like,
for 3 minutes long. No, he does this thing where he like turns slowly
to the audience
and he acts so mad.
I love it.
I just don't think
that's
it's funny.
That's hilarious to me because we know he's being more dramatic than he actually thinks
that's his job.
Exactly,
and
Kayla.
You hate Seinfeld too. I just don't get you, Caleb.
Yeah. Do you love Seinfeld?
Oh. I touched my mouse. There we go.
Oh my god! I'm so nervous. Wait, are we going against each other?
Yeah, you actually have to.
I'm gonna do Stacey first, then you. So
yeah, I want to go
Mark.
First.
Mark,
I have to leave.
Yeah, because you can't hear my answers.
You can't hear the answers.
What?
The one person goes. You gotta make sure Kayla doesn't cheat.
You're gonna cheat.
I'm not gonna cheat.
You're gonna cheat. Go outside with the dogs for a minute.
Okay, I was telling Stacey this before. I'm gonna do a regular set of questions. Don't look,
I'm not,
Stacey.
No,
a regular set of questions with Stacey. And we will do those questions with Kayla. But before we do, we're going to ask her five ridiculous questions first.
Like ones that you didn't ask me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I wanted you to go first.
Okay. Okay.
Because okay. I think Kayla will respond crazy. Like,
yeah, she's freaking out already.
And you already set that up beautifully by saying, oh, it's harder when you're actually doing it.
I know, right?
Nice. We still have the stage vibes.
We still got the banter, baby. But I do have to play still. I am nervous.
No, you're playing
to play.
For real. There's five real questions.
I know. Okay, that makes me nervous, though. Okay. Are you going to play the music, though?
Okay, hang on.
And you, I'll never get the bam, bam. I'll never get the buzzer because I'm the first one to answer.
Right. So you'll never hear this. Only
right.
Kayla can
that
hear
will that. Be forget. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
And here we go. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
To more money.
Name something you'd do if the person sitting next to you on an airplane has BO.
Put a face mask on.
Name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies.
Her lingerie. These are
Name a country with a large population.
China.
Name something people do with their armpits.
Put deodorant on them.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Also, these answers are ridiculous. Like, I know that there's a better answer, but I was so pressured because you know you have to go fast. You say kind of the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay. So, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money. 37 points.
What? Are you just making these points up?
No. I went to a website that has the full answers. Yeah. Name something you do. Oh, you did really well, Stacey. Say something you do if a person sitting next to you in an airplane had BO. Cover nose or a mask. 24
yes.
points.
Yes. Okay. I feel like he's just making this up. Okay, go ahead.
No. I went to a website. Name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies.
Lingerie? What?
14 points.
Okay.
You're up to 75.
I can't believe it.
Name a country with a large population. You said China.
Like, ugh, there's...
45 points. Oh! You're at 120.
Okay. So we have to tell Kayla she got you 120 points. Okay.
Name something people do with their armpits.
Oh, we're not even at the last one.
Put deodorant on them. 10 points.
10?
Yeah.
There's no way that should
second
be the top
answer. Nope. Anyway, you got 130 points. Woo! Yay! Okay, let's bring Kayla back. So these are fake questions for Kayla now. Okay. AKA Cable.
Trying so hard to put it in.
I want the spread. K, capital B, UL.
So UL small?
UL small.
He's trying to dig in the nickname.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Kayla going. Cable.
Okay, so wait, you have to tell her how many points I got her. Us.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm really nervous because when I watch Family Feud at home, I black out with stress in the show. So now that I'm in it, and I also feel like Monroe in this situation, I feel like you're both pranking me.
What?
Monroe always thinks I'm pranking. I feel like you two are up to something.
Okay, I literally just answered all these questions.
Okay, tell me how many points she got me out of 200, Steve Harvey.
She got 130 points.
Let's see what they do. Yay! But just so you know, the second one to go is always harder.
Why are you like making sure everybody knows I got the hard
job? It was hard the first time too. Okay.
But if you just relax, we're going to ask you to go fast, but there's no technical timer on you. So just take your time.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
No, I found them hard. Okay, go.
Oh, and I have to have this ready. Just duplicate.
You're pranking me.
I am not pranking you. I feel like he's pranking me at all times. And they were legitimate questions, but they were weird questions.
And I have I went to a website that has first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth answers.
Oh, and any geographical
Do we get
questions?
To know one? Do we get to know? Do we get to know the top answer after?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the website you go to for family.
Okay.
And it has real questions on there.
Okay.
Okay. So Kayla, if you repeat Stacey's answer, you will hear. Try again, and you have to give me another answer.
Okay.
Okay. Let me make my best Steve Harvey face.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Besides guiding traffic, name a good use for a traffic cone.
I'm already blanking out. A good use for a traffic cone. Okay, start over. Start the game over.
What?
Start the game
There's
over.
There's no timer.
I'm freaking.
There's no time.
Mark's timing up there.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. We're not
he just
using
said
a timer.
Because you want the pressure of the show.
Okay, go.
Okay, the clock's still running. Kayla, sorry. Besides guiding traffic, name a good use for a traffic cone.
Besides guiding traffic, name a good use for a traffic cone. Spots out of, like, you can't park there. What?
Try again.
A traffic cone.
You can skip if you want.
Pass.
What could a cowboy throw that a cowgirl shouldn't?
Throw a lasso.
Name an animal that eats bamboo.
A koala bear. Damn it! A sloth.
Besides a fake mustache, name a bad wedding gift.
A bad getting wedding gift. A bad wedding pass.
What's a girl's name that starts with the letter C?
Christine. What? Chris. Oh,
same
a
name.
Girl's name. Cassandra. Stop it!
Stacy said all the C names. That was her answer. Keep going. Go, go, go.
What?
Quick, please.
Catherine. What the hell is happening? What is happening? What's happening? I knew you
were
pranking
me.
She does. Once you didn't answer.
It's okay.
It's over. What is
those
happening?
Those were joke questions. Those weren't real.
Oh, my God.
Joke? Okay, first of all, he did not ask me those questions, and I did not know what those questions were going to be. Besides a mustache?
Besides a fake mustache?
What's a bad wedding gift? Just pass.
Okay. What? I hate you both so much.
I didn't know you.
Let's review the fun questions. Besides guiding traffic, name good use for traffic cones.
Like, what?
Okay, wait. She's like, you just made me feel so stupid. I was like, oh my God, Stacey got all of these.
I sat for hours thinking, what would be... Maybe a hat, like a witch's
hat. First of all, when you asked that, I literally was going to die laughing because there is no answer to that question.
No. You wait, did he ask you that?
No, I didn't do this with
you. Wait, you answered it? He goes, bam, bam.
You're like,
one buzz.
Like I said that answer. Like, no, I legit did questions, but those were not my questions.
What could a cowboy throw that a cowgirl shouldn't last? Like, why wouldn't they throw?
I don't know.
Last it doesn't make any. There's nothing.
And he let that one go. No buzzer.
Name an animal. Name an animal that eats only pandas eat. But
yeah,
koalas
she's like
don't.
Sloth.
So I said she's gonna say panda, and I'm gonna buzz her. And she's like, screw. She said koala, so we let it go.
Besides, you buzzed me.
You buzzed her.
Oh, did I?
Said sloth,
and then she went to sloth. No answer was right.
Okay. Besides a fake mustache, name a bad wedding gift.
It doesn't even make sense.
Who would give a fake mustache at a wedding?
That's why I was like, what?
She's like, pass!
Because it throws you off. Like, why would he say fake mustache?
No, and then I started going through, like, facial things to get
Like, she could have said toaster, but she was like...
She could have said nothing. Yeah, I thought that's what she was saying. Name a girl's name starts with letter C. We were going to buzz forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get that question.
Okay.
I didn't know what these were.
Real questions.
Yes. Okay,
now
we're
the real questions.
Oh,
and
my God.
These are... she got 130
points. I got 130, okay. So that's pretty good.
You're going to do fine. Honestly, you're going to do fine.
I actually found these hard. And we're not pranking you right now. But, okay,
what?
Go.
What?
Okay.
That hard. Anyway.
Well, maybe because of the pressure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, seriously, this time, if you hear...
That's actually
try again. But this
I'm
is
so
real
nervous.
Now. Look,
okay.
I wrote the
okay,
answers
okay,
down.
Okay, okay,
okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
All the money in the world. Oh my God. No crime in the world.
Name something you'd do if the person sitting next to you on an airplane had BO.
I would ask to move seats.
Name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies.
Her lingerie. Oh my God. Okay, I get it. Pass.
Name a country with a large population.
China. Russia? No, that's...
name something people do with their armpits.
Shave them.
Going back to name something with a crush on Santa. A woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him.
Cookies.
Besides cookies.
Oh, besides cookies.
And besides lingerie.
A shot of alcohol.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Russia's not.
Russia's pretty good.
Why'd you laugh so hard?
I don't know. Just, like, why that?
I don't know.
Okay, back here we are, back after commercial break. So we had 130 points. We're going to go with if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Stacy said money for 37 points. You said no crime for 4 points.
What?
Peace on Earth. I called that no crime. 4 points.
Sorry, you changed my no crime to peace
helped,
on Earth?
Yeah, he helped you because you. No crime wasn't even in it. So
peace on Earth, 4 points.
And Stacy's was the number one answer, obviously.
What was it?
Put a face.
Money.
Oh, money.
Oh, money was the...
Yeah. Name something you do with the person beside you in an airplane at BO. Cover nose and mask, Stacy said, 24 points. Number one answer was change seats. 39 points. Yes! You're at 173.
Oh.
Name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies. Stacy said lingerie for 14 points.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one answer was better food.
Oh, that, yeah.
Kayla said booze for 6 points.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why? What is it? We're at 179.
You're at 179 with two questions to go.
Oh, no. No, no, no. There's no way.
Name a country with a large population. Oh, Stacy said the number one answer was just China for 45 points. Russia is a big zero.
What?
Wasn't on the list. It goes China, India, United States, Brazil, Mexico, Indonesia.
I was going to say India is my next one, yeah.
Stacy, what do we need? We need 27.
21. You're at 179. You need 21 points.
For what was the last question?
Name something people do with their armpits.
Shave them.
I have to.
Stacy said put deodorant for 10.
Shave them. 29 points.
You need 21 points.
21 points.
Kayla said shave them. The number one answer was shave them.
we don't know what? How many yet. Don't cheer yet. Oh.
Survey says 63, yeah! 242.
We got it. $10,000. We did it. So maybe we should go on Family Feud. Perfect.
You did it.
Whoa. That was just very nerve-wracking, but.
Can you imagine not winning the 10,000? Like getting under by 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be horrible. Close.
No, you came through at the end. You got the big answer.
Yeah, we got like massive scores. I put deodorant on.
You thought they were hard questions.
You said Russia. So
no,
don't
I'm
even...
saying I'm saying like if
Russia, Russia has
that's
a big population,
really hard,
I should have been there.
No,
you agree with me. Joe's smart. He knows. if we think that's hard though, then
I know. I feel like I feel like Joe did like a good like questions they actually would ask. Don't you?
Maybe.
So
I'm like Joe.
Fake mustache.
That was the funniest
besides
one.
Besides a fake mustache.
That okay. was really fun.
Do you think that we should do can you
I
just,
think that was good enough all that,
day. Okay, that was good enough. So let's just end it then.
Yeah.
We're gonna end it. Okay. Bye.
Can you leave all that in, please? Please leave it in. Okay. So ridiculous.
Okay, bye Joe. Okay.
See you later. I wasn't even here. You didn't even introduce me.
Yeah.
So rude.
Okay, no, but that's going to be the end of our podcast now. So we want to say thank you so much for being a guest.
So you're like, I think, actually the funniest person I know. And I'm not just saying that.
I legit...
Wait, say that. Face Stacy and say that.
No, okay. So Stacy can make me laugh in a way of like, we have very similar senses of humor. We say the same
but
thing. So it
like
makes us laugh like in a way of like...
Specific. It's like too specific, our humor.
Yeah. And it's like we laugh so hard because it's like, oh, we both just were thinking the exact same thing.
I'm saying like, yeah, that's dumb. That's why we think we're funny. He's legit.
Okay, he's like, just literally just taking over my compliment right now. Like I'm like trying and you're like taking.
And I'm trying to give Kayla a compliment back because I know she's looking, she's fishing. Right?
No, I'm being dead serious.
Okay,
I think
sure,
you're hands not. Down the funniest person. Like you are, can make me laugh.
What?
Oh my god, you're staring at me so close. I thought you were
she didn't
at
like
something.
You said hands.
You're making
down.
Me laugh.
Like, what about your sister?
You make me laugh so hard
that
it's like it like I actually thought I was gonna throw up here. I had to stop laughing.
Can you imagine being in a car with him for 8 hours?
No,
it's the funniest thing.
I can't even imagine. And it's like this, we've talked about this before, but it's like a secret funny that it's like these little remarks and these things that you say that are so serious that you're like, is that a joke or not? But then when you realize, it's just like the funniest thing.
Well,
and I actually think you should consider stand-up comedy.
I'll never
he
do
doesn't
it.
Doesn't want to
I'll never
comedy.
Ever do it. I think that's torture.
Yeah.
And you're also like so smart.
He
too,
would not find
crazy.
It fun.
Usually
it's
if
debatable.
You're funny, you're not smart. Usually you're either smart or funny.
Wait,
you've got both.
Wait, do you think Stacy's funny? Let's revisit. Let's analyze this. You say they're smart, they're not funny.
I wouldn't classify Stacey as smart.
She thinks, what?
I wouldn't be like, oh, Stacey K is really. I am smart.
You know the smart.
No.
I think she's smart.
No. Joe. Okay, there's is two types of smart.
There's two types of smarts. There's like book smart and there's street smart.
Yes, I think I'm street smart.
Book smart.
Totally.
And he's also street smart.
And street smart. I think your husband
is book and street smart.
No, I think he's book smart. And not funny.
He's funny. I think he's funny.
Usually it's one or the other and you've got it all.
Yeah.
Stacey's got the funny.
Hang on.
And street smart.
Hang on. Kayla wrote a note here for me. Give me compliment back. Kayla, fine.
I did it.
Fine. It's your show. I'll do what you request.
You're so mean.
I told you this before. The first few episodes, I'm like, I don't know. No.
I'm humiliated.
No, because she has a dominating personality.
Yes, for sure.
And you have to be able to like...
match it.
Or like just in your own way. And I told you this before to your face. You became a professional podcaster around episode 10 to 15.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, what are you on now?
10 to 15?
No, I'm saying 10 to 15, it was when it started.
Yeah.
And like in the last few podcast episodes. No, I'm just kidding. No. I would say it took like a few months. And then you're like.
Months?
No.
No, like there's only one episode per week.
Yeah. Like a year. Yeah.
And then it's like you could go on as a guest to a podcast and just like hold your own.
By yourself. Right?
That's so nice.
Whereas a lot of people, like if even they just couldn't do it. They wouldn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd panic, whatever. You came in with no notes today. I'm like, who the fuck is this girl? I have notes. I have a laptop. Stacey has notes and a laptop.
Kayla's like, just sitting here for the ride.
I'm a pro. Yeah. Joe told me two years ago I'm a pro.
It is funny to watch you though, because now she's making like her own like cooking videos and she's like doing her own Instagram posts or whatever.
A pro.
She's for sure.
Because I'll tell you, and this is insulting to other people in the entertainment industry. You know who the pros are and you know who the pros are not. For example, showing up sound check, pros show up on time every fucking time. They're ready if
unless
they have
you
to
get peed on.
unless you're rolling around in pee on the subway. But they don't know that they're not pro. Yeah. They think they're pro because they're at a pro gig. But like, for example, if you have to learn a special song or whatever, we would always know it inside out.
Yeah.
Like cold.
Yeah, like I'm not a pro when it comes to that.
She never learns her parts.
She gets so
You're
mad
You're a pro
at me.
Podcaster.
I'll hire Kayla for a gig, a professional gig, where she's getting paid a decent wage at a big venue with huge audience members, and I'll hire her and Janet Turner, and Janet will come.
Total pro.
Oh, memorize. She will also have
floor notes.
She'll have notes.
Yeah.
They'll be highlighted. She'll know the set list or whatever. Kayla Liddy shows up and she's like in her pajamas and she's like,
no.
Like eating chips. And she's like, so do I have to sing any high notes? And I'm like, Kayla.
That's not true.
She
last...
never takes it seriously.
I do.
And I will. I thought we were ending the show.
This always happens.
Okay. I will tell you this, Kayla. If you think I should go do stand up comedy, and I swear we'll do this. If you want, find an open mic where everyone can do 5 minutes. If you go up.
Oh, absolutely not. I would never.
And Stacey goes up and Luke Stapleton goes up. Then I'll go up.
I'll go up before
okay,
Luke.
If I had a 5 minute set to prepare
you could
for,
do it.
I would just like say ChatGPT, give me jokes.
ChatGPT is not funny at all.
Hence it's why I'm not a comedian.
I would go up and I'd beatbox so that Luke's set wouldn't
no,
be.
No, he can't beatbox. He's not allowed.
Yeah.
But then you could invite your siblings to the venue, whoever's in Toronto or wherever, if it's here, and then they can vote.
Don't pretend like this is happening. We're not going
Stacey,
up.
We're just renting out a hall.
5 minutes.
Stand up.
No.
You know what? If Stacey goes, then Luke goes, I'll go third. And you don't have to go.
Yes. You're going to close. I'm going to open. You're going to close.
Luke no, it won't be. It'll be other people too.
No.
You get 5 minutes at an open mic. You sign up. There's like 20 people doing 5 minutes.
I thought we had to do it in front of people we know. In front of strangers.
No, in front of strangers.
That's a how much money for a question. I would
because,
do that for $1,000.
Okay. We're doing a GoFundMe now. Don't click on Todrick Halls.
Stacey does stand up for 5 minutes. I'll do it for 1,000.
For a Gino.
Yeah. Oh my anyway, God. Okay, that's enough from you.
Okay, it was fun, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I love having you on. You're welcome anytime.
And this is the first time we've done it in person, so that was fun. Yeah. We'll do this more often.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Bye.
I have to call my sister. When you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out. Cause we loving what we do without a doubt. So we wanna thank you for taking the time, mo. So here we go, we bustin' a rhyme, mo. This is our podcast, we're here to stay. My name is Kayla, this is Stacey K. Okay, that, I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there.
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore. You
heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.